So saving time and energy, expanding in your insights, in your knowledge, in your understanding, in your impact, and really in your understanding of the cost of inaction are all integral to making informed decisions. I can't tell you how that cost of inaction is probably the number one problem so many of you face, because we talk about it. That is the number one issue that so many of you have. It is the cost of inaction. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. This is Julie Solomon. If this is your first time joining us, if it's not, welcome back. Welcome back. Today's episode is an important one because it's all about smart spending for the year. Now, we all know that time is our most valuable resource, but let's not forget that money is pretty important too. So today, I'm going to dive into how to spend wisely in your brand and business this year and share some personal experiences that might just save you from making costly mistakes. And with that, let's get started. Okay, so before we jump into today's topic, I want to first acknowledge that we're all in different boats, facing very unique challenges. What works for one may not work for the other. So take what resonates with you today and leave the rest. I really feel like that taking what you like and leaving the rest at different times and iterations of where you're at in business is really the key to growth and really having any kind of tool or experience or strategy that someone gives you to actually work for you. Now, we're first going to dive into setting the stage for a little bit, because I think that when it comes to spending on your business, there are really three key considerations that I always keep in mind. One, will it save me time and energy? Two, will it allow me to show up and sell or serve in an expanded way? And three, what is the cost of not doing this? Now let's tackle the first consideration when deciding where to invest in your business. Will it save me time and energy? Well, my friends, time is our most precious resource and energy is its close companion. Just imagine a scenario where you're spending countless hours on manual tasks that could be automated. So investing in tools or software that streamlines these processes not only saves you time, but also frees up that mental space and energy. Now, for example, picture managing your social media posts individually across all the platforms that you may be on. Now, consider the time and energy saved by using a social media scheduling strategy or even tool. Now, not only does this ensure consistency, but it also allows you to focus on more meaningful aspects of your business. This is why inside my program, The Brand Accelerator, I actually have an entire module dedicated to saving time and energy. And I actually give my students my entire process from the spreadsheet to the tools to the strategy to the actual copy and paste of the content that I use to do this with my own content creation and social media posts, just to make my life a lot easier. Now, I'm going to be sharing a little bit about this in a bootcamp that I'm going to be starting next week. If you want to hear more about it, you can go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp if you're looking to save a little bit more time and energy. Now, moving on to our second consideration, and that is, will it allow me to show up and sell or serve in an expanded way? Sometimes I think that we may hesitate to really invest in areas that directly impact our ability to connect with our ideal audience. What I mean by that is, let's say that you're contemplating upgrading, I don't know, your phone for better video quality. This investment to upgrade your phone not only enhances the visual appeal of your content, but also it allows you to connect with your audience, I think, on a deeper level. Remember, your audience will always value quality over quantity. And this investment is a direct reflection of your commitment to providing value. Now, I want to talk about the third consideration, which I feel is the most important, and that is, what is the cost of not doing this? I think it is so crucial to recognize that inaction can have its own set of consequences, domino effects, and resolutions that you may not even realize that you're signing up for. For example, when you're debating or not whether to invest in any kind of professional support or development, the cost of not doing it could be missed opportunities, stagnant growth, or even falling behind the industry trends and support and network that you need to actually further where it is that you're trying to go. By investing in continuous learning, you position yourself as a leader in your field, and the cost of not doing so may actually lead to a decline in your competitive edge. Now, I cannot tell you how many times I have seen student, after a community member, after a person that just listens to this podcast come to me and say, man, I wish I would have gotten started sooner. Now that I know what I know, now that I finally bit the bullet and I invested in that, you know, process, or I invested in that coach, or I bought that course, or I took that program, man, I just wish that I would have started earlier. Because I can tell you, my friends, I have never had anyone come to me and say, okay, I wish I would have started later knowing what I know now. No one ever says that. Everyone always says, man, I wish I would have started earlier. I wish I would have had the courage, the confidence. I wish I would have just followed the fear. I wish I would have gotten out of my mind drama and actually taken action. So when it comes to that inaction, it is so important to remember that it's costing you more than that initial cost may feel. The cost of inaction costing you more than that initial cost of action may feel. So with that to say, these considerations are not just about spending money. They're about strategic investments in your business growth, in where it is that you say that you want to go. So saving time and energy, expanding in your insights, in your knowledge, in your understanding, in your impact, and really in your understanding of the cost of inaction are all integral to making informed decisions. I can't tell you how that cost of inaction is probably the number one problem so many of you face, because we talk about it. That is the number one issue that so many of you have. It is the cost of inaction. So I am doing something this year that I have never done before, and I want you to join me for it. It is a free 5-day brand building bootcamp. Now, all you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to get the details. But I want to let you know that if you are someone who is already saying, you don't have the time this year, you don't know the best next step to take, or you just need someone to hand you an actionable game plan, this brand building bootcamp is for you. It is time to re-clarify your brand strategy, remove content overwhelm, and create a sustainable business. And this is what the brand building bootcamp is a lot about. Why I'm inviting you to this free virtual event, I'm going to be showing you how to solidify your strategy so that this year is finally when you solidify your audience and revenue without being drowned out by the noise of every online marketer telling you that their program or their this or that will solve your problems. During the free 5-day brand building bootcamp, you will clarify your brand strategy and message, remove the overwhelm of content creation so you can monetize your brand and scale sustainably. By the end of our time together, you're going to have a clear direction on your content strategy for the rest of the year, tools to increase your social media presence, and an easy to implement brand growth strategy that you can put into action immediately. I did share some of these strategies last year in a small session that I did, and there was an incredible woman, Stacey Asis, who is a digital creator. And this is what she said about what I'm sharing with you during this bootcamp. She said, Julie, I just wanted to say that since your free trainings, I have learned my unique value, figured out how I wanted to niche down, and only 2 weeks later, I have grown by almost 3,000 followers and my engagement is out the roof. Just hit the 10K mark. I am already seeing crazy proof that it works. I mean, do we need to hear anything more? Just go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to save your free seat, and do it soon because the bootcamp starts on February 14th. Yes, Valentine's Day, my friends, and you will only be able to get into it for the next couple of weeks. So don't miss out. And I actually want to share a personal story with you. A time when I made a major spending mistake in my business, really the cost of inaction. And I want to tell you, just really, it's a time where I decided actually not to invest. And looking back, I just really wished that I would have. And I think that learning from our mistakes is crucial. So this story might resonate with you. So back in, gosh, this was 2017, I found myself at a crossroads in my business. I had been hearing really about the wonders at the time of Facebook ads, how they could help skyrocket your reach, your engagement, and of course your revenue, how they get you in front of people that you maybe would have a much harder time or a much longer time getting in front of. However, and I'll never forget this, I think it was December of 2016. I got on a call with the ads guy, and the fear of me not really understanding, and really my fear of the unknown, and most importantly, my fear of spending the money held me back from taking the plunge. You see, I think that the fear wasn't just about spending the money, but it was about not having a clear strategic understanding of how Facebook ads worked. And I was worried about pouring resources into something that I didn't fully grasp. But instead of saying, you know what, I don't understand this, which is why I'm hiring a professional that does. What did I do? I decided to let the fear of spending money dictate my growth, and I paused and I waited and I said no, and I did not take action. Now, fast forward to the fall of 2017, so about 9 months later, I decided to invest in a program. It was like a group coaching program that specialized in digital marketing and growing online courses because that was my goal at the time. And you guessed it, Facebook ads was a part of the conversation. Now, this group coaching program was a significant financial commitment. And I was so glad that I took the leap because it changed a lot in what I was doing. But in it, I heard about Facebook ads again. And I remember the woman that was running the group coaching program, her name was Melissa. I'll never forget, she looked at me. And this was probably like, I'd been like in the program for about a month. She looked at me and she said, Julie, I know without a shadow of a doubt. At that time, I was making like $15,000 a month in my course business. She goes, I know without a shadow of a doubt, if you put money behind Facebook ads, you could take that 15 to 30K in like 30 days. And I was like, BS, no, there's no way, there's no way. And she was like, I promise you, like I've done it. I teach people how to do this. Like other people have done it. And it was just interesting. It was like, you know, as much as people wanted to tell me that, like, even though I had this excuse of like, oh, I need more information before I can decide, or because I don't know, it really came down to this fear of spending the money. And also this fear that I was making up and telling myself that for some reason I needed to be the one to understand it. But it's like, I don't need to be the one to understand how to, you know, change the oil in my car for me to go spend money on changing the oil in my car. I don't need to be the one that understands how to file my taxes to pay for someone to file my taxes. I don't need to be the one to understand how stocks and bonds work to invest in the stock market. But yet I was telling myself that I needed to be the one to understand Facebook ads in order to invest in them. It made absolutely no sense. And it was this fear really of spending money that caused me to have this in action. And so I just said, you know what? Okay, I will do it. Like, I will just see what happens. And I said yes to the Facebook ads fall of 2017. It was almost like a full year from the year before. Now, within a year of implementing the Facebook ads, so fall of 2017 until fall of 2018, my revenue skyrocketed from about $250,000 a year to over $1.3 million a year. Now, of course, Facebook ads wasn't the only reason for this, but it did play a big part. You know, that the Facebook ads, it helped expand my reach. It got me in front of more people. It allowed me to test more. It allowed me to trust myself more because more money was coming in. So I was getting more confidence. The results really were way beyond my expectations, but I couldn't help but to think about the missed opportunities from the year before. Because during that year of hesitation, I clearly missed out on some substantial growth in revenue. The fear of spending money on ads in December of 2016 cost me like a staggering $700,000, way more than it would have actually cost me to say yes to the ads in 2016. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. Now, I'm not a believer in having major regrets, even though that is a very tough pill to swallow, especially now looking back on what I know and knowing that in 2016, the landscape was nowhere near as competitive as it is now. But there's still way more ample opportunity now because even Facebook ads are more sophisticated. The strategies behind what we can learn is more sophisticated. The mentorship and support and coaching and all of that that we can get nowadays is way more sophisticated than it was in 2016. So even though it was a tough pill to swallow, when I realized all that potential income that was left on the table, I remember saying to myself, I will never do this again. I will never let the fear of spending money stop me from growing. I will never let the fear of spending money stop me from actually stepping into what it is that I say that I want. I will never let the fear of spending money or making all these other dumb excuses that I was making. I need to know how to do this, or now's not the right time, or I need to try to figure this out first myself and waste a bunch of other time before I do it. Like that's just such small thinking. And I'll tell you, joining that coaching group was such a turning point for me because it allowed me to be in an environment and a community of other people that did not let me think small. Just even by them choosing not to think small, it gave me the courage to stop thinking so small. And so suddenly the fear that I had around believing in myself and trusting myself and investing in my business and spending money where, you know, it could move the needle, it began to dissipate as I really started to gain a clear understanding of how strategies work, how marketing works, how ads work, how brand strategy works effectively. So it helped me start to really change my mindset around spending money because it wasn't just about spending money. It was about investing wisely in my business to see the exponential returns that I said that I so badly wanted. And so I think the key takeaway here is that fear, particularly the fear of spending money, can be way more of a costly adversary than a costly protection. And it's essential to distinguish between blind spending, obviously, and strategic investment. But how you distinguish between that is not by not taking action. It's actually by testing things out, trusting yourself, seeing what works. And then you're going to find out, okay, this type of spending, this type of investment is not for me. It's not moving the needle, but this one is. But you're never going to give yourself the gift of distinguishing between those two things if you never take any kind of action, if you never invest in anything. So in my personal case, it was investing in the education, in the program, in the guidance that paved the way for me to make informed decisions that ultimately multiplied my earnings very, very quickly, may I add. I mean, that was a huge jump for me. So now let's talk about where to invest. I think from my own experience, there are really three main areas that I focus on, and each plays a crucial role in the success of my business. First, there's tools, specifically software that can streamline processes because I run an online business. Two, there's team, investing in people and the processes to support them. And then three, it's coaching, learning from those that I trust. So first, let's talk about the tools, specifically software that can streamline processes. I feel like in today's fast-paced digital landscape, having the right tools can truly make or break your efficiency. So you first have to put yourself in a network, in an environment of people and strategies that understand which type of software is the best for whatever it is that you need. If you run a business like mine, you want to consider software that automates any kind of repetitive tasks, which allow you to focus on more strategic aspects of your business. So you want to think about the tools that you're currently using or the tools that you currently might need. Are there areas in your day-to-day business, areas in your workflow that could benefit from any kind of automation or process? Investing in tools can save so much time, which then increases your productivity. And that is a direct investment in the growth of your business, because the second that you start to get some of that time back, and I'm telling you, this is why like module one of the Brand Accelerator, we go deep in this. We talk about time management and boundaries and efficiency. And I'm going to be talking about it also in the bootcamp that I'm doing next week for free. So if you want to join that, just go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to get all of the details. But if you just start to just notate and pay attention to how you spend your time each day, even if it's like 3 minutes here doing some repetitive task, or 4 minutes there doing something that somebody else could have done, or 5 minutes there doing something that's repetitive, that little bit of time adds up real quickly. And before you know it, you're spending hours a week doing repetitive things that are not helping you get out of the weeds. And so streamlining processes and getting this leveraged into your business and into your routine and making this a habit from the get-go is going to be such a massive time saver and moneymaker for you in the future. So the second is team, investing in people and processes. Both the individuals and the processes that support them is what I say make up team. Building a strong team is fundamental in scaling your business. And I could do a whole other podcast episode just on building a team. Now, the biggest issue that I see people face is that they try to basically hire like interns or these just part-time menial VAs, and they pay them very, very little. They pay them like $10, $15, $20 an hour, but they expect executive level output and performance. That ain't gonna happen from an intern. That ain't gonna happen from somebody that you're paying $10 an hour. So it's not just about hiring people. It's not just about, you know, trying to pay somebody to check a task off a box. It's about hiring someone that can support you in doing what you need to do to drive revenue to your brand and business. And then it's about creating a culture and a process that empowers them to excel. There's a saying that I heard years ago that I want to share with you today. It's kind of an acronym. It's a weird one, but just bear with me. It's FRY, yai, yai, yai. And it stands for, if you find yourself, FI, RI, RI, RI. Okay. If you find yourself repeating yourself, record yourself, or replace yourself. If you find yourself repeating yourself, record yourself, or replace yourself. What this means is that you could record yourself. If you're doing something repetitive, you could record yourself, whether that be in a Loom or some kind of video, and that recording could turn into a process or something that's automated that you could give to someone else to do. You record it once, you teach them how to do it, show them how to do it, show them how you want it done, and then you give it to them and then they're done. Or you could replace yourself, which means you actually replace yourself with a person that could do what it is that you're doing, or a system or software that could do it. So I love that. It always really helped me kind of reframe, wait, am I actually spending my time wisely? Now, again, as I said, I could go into a whole other episode about team, and maybe I will. I actually have previously on this podcast, so we could do it again. But just for today, I want you to consider your current team or the team that you aspire to build. And I want you to ask yourself, are there gaps in skills, skill set, or processes that need refinement? Because investing in your dream team, I promise you, will lead to increased productivity, innovation, and a positive work environment. Now, note that I said your dream team. Not just like any old Joe Schmo off the street, intern, someone you're paying $10 an hour, but your dream team. So remember, your team is a key asset in achieving your business goals. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't find someone who's like a unicorn, who's magical, who wants to like work their way up. But again, that's a lot of time and energy on you. Like, you don't hire someone to then have to spend your time training them to do their job. Like, they should come in knowing what to do based on what it is that you've hired them for. Now, they may need to learn some like ins and outs of your business, right? But you don't hire someone to do a job and then you have to then spend time and money teaching them how to do the job. So you have to remember that. That is key, 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 key. Now, the next thing is coaches and learning from those that we trust. I have said it so many times over the years on this podcast. The fastest way to success is that you have got to find someone who has successfully done what it is that you're trying to do and go learn from them. I cannot stress the importance of learning from trusted sources, trusted coaches, because in this ever-evolving landscape of online business and marketing and branding, staying informed is essential. And staying informed by a trusted source is essential. So whether that is through a course, a program, a mentorship, networking, coaching, learning from those who have walked the path before us is so invaluable. Talk about a time collapse. Talk about speeding up efficiency and money and success and revenue. That is where the magic happens. And it really goes back to the story that I shared earlier about the Facebook ads. Like, I was learning from a trusted source who had already been through that. Like, she could say with such confidence, Julie, if you go and invest in ads, you're going to double your revenue in 30 days. You know how she knew that? Because she did that. And she had taught so many others how to do that. She was like, there's a process here. There's a strategy. But once you learn it, it's going to work. You just have to do it with the right people. That's why trusted sources. And I know a lot of you have been burned in the past because we've talked about that. A lot of you have been burned, like, oh, I tried to work with a Facebook ads person and they burned me, or I signed up for this course and it was, you know, not what I expected, and I did this and it was crap. And it's like, yeah, that happens. It happens to all of us. I've worked with Facebook ads people who were amazing, and I've worked with Facebook ads people who were straight up con artists. Doesn't mean that I stop running ads. I've invested in courses that were transformative, and I've invested in courses that literally just collected digital dust in my inbox because they were crap. It doesn't stop me from investing in courses. What it allows me to do is learn better, so I invest better the next time. So with that to say, I want you to reflect on your learning journey from where we are today. Are there areas where you could benefit from more guidance? Are there places where you may be resisting or holding yourself back or saying, you know, I've tried to do this once before and it didn't work out, or I've tried to do this three times and it didn't work out? Because maybe you weren't investing in the right people, or the right processes, or the right agency. So is there something that you're keeping yourself from really moving forward on because you've been burned in the past? Is it a trust issue for you? Because investing in coaches is not just about gaining knowledge. It's about gaining insights from real world experiences. It's about having mentors who can provide true guidance, share the pitfalls to avoid, and inspire you to reach new heights. And so you just got to go find your people. And just know there's going to be bumps along the way. Yes, there's going to be money that you invest in that it doesn't quite work out, but you're like, okay, great. Now what? It's like, okay, well, you either learn or you win, but you don't lose. So see it all as an investment of your growth, an evolution of your growth. If it worked out perfectly the first time, every single time, would we really grow? No, we would probably get complacent and stop taking action, right? Because it would work so perfectly. So with that to say, before we wrap up today's episode, I want to invite you to consider what would be the best investments for you in this season of your time, of your energy, of your money, or of your resources. And here's something exciting for you. The free live brand building bootcamp that I have that's starting next week. You can go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to get the details. I'm here to tell you this isn't just another bootcamp promising quick fixes. I don't do that. It's a quick but really immersive experience designed to help you navigate the terrain of brand growth and evolution and development. So you're going to get to join me for several days starting on February 14th. It's my Valentine's Day gift to you. Well, we're going to work together step by step by step, you and me, reclarifying your brand strategy and removing all of the obstacles and overwhelm so you can actually create the sustainable business that you've been striving to create this year. And you may be wondering, okay, why is this free, Julie? Well, first off, I believe in serving the greater good. I've said it once and I'll say it a million times more. I love giving my best stuff away for free. It's why I have this podcast. It's why I'm on my 7th year of doing this podcast week after week after week. I've never missed a week, guys, in 7 years. And it's because I believe in serving up the best that I can for free. Now, while of course I do run a business, so there are paid offerings and there will be more to come. The Brand Accelerator program is a paid offering, but this bootcamp is free because I genuinely believe in giving away quality content for free. It's part of my strategy for building my own brand, because I want you to come into my world and decide for yourself what it is that you need, because I don't know what's best for you, but you do. So let me invite you in to this free, awesome experience, and then you get to test it out. You get to decide if you like my coaching style, if you like how I flow, if you like how I show up in the world. You can take what you like, leave the rest, or you can stay and continue on the journey with me. But at least the first step, the only step that we have to worry about today, is just the free bootcamp. And so if you're looking for more clarity, direction, and strategy that extends beyond a podcast episode, you can head on over to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp I can't wait to see you there. It's going to be impactful, jam-packed, amazing. Our community is so gorgeous. I can't stress how incredible and supportive and amazing this community is. Yes, even in my free communities, it is so transformative. And remember, this is your chance to not just hear about something on a 20-ish minute podcast, but to actually start implementing the changes together, live and in real time. So if that sounds like your style, again, just juliesellerman.net/bootcamp. Head on over there, save your free seat, and I will see you there, my friends. And with that, I will see you on the next episode. Same time, same place. Stay curious, stay open, stay beautiful. I'll see you then. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.